Oh, very definitely, Paddy. It's a thing we set out to achieve at the start of the year. Our main priority was to get up in Division 3 to be playing a higher standard of hurling. Basically, this team, we think, has the wherewithal to push on up through the divisions, and that's our intention over the next couple of years.
Now, there's no doubt South Down were always going to be the most difficult opponent she's come across. They've been the Gad all year as well, and proved to be in the opening exchanges of this one as well. But once you've got going, you were flying.
Well, it was a long time before we got a good foothold in the game. It wasn't until well into the second half we were able to pull away. But that's what we needed. Ourselves and South Down finished top of the league. We were the two best teams in the league. And we had no doubt today it was going to be the toughest game of the year, and it proved to be that case. But we're just happy with the win, probably happy to come out the race 7, happy to get promotion.
It was perhaps always going to be the case, Sean Paul, that you were going to meet in the final. You're the most consistent teams, and you were averaging about 3 or 4 goals a game there. They were hard to come by today until Rory stepped up to the plate.
Oh, an excellent goal from Rory. He's a class forward, and he's always sure to get a couple of scores, and always good man for a goal. He finished it well when he got his opportunity. And the goal made a big difference today. Both defences were playing well, were on top. There wasn't many chances in front of the goal. And whoever got a goal in that game was definitely going to get the lead and going to strike out in front. And thankfully, that was us.
Little time for recovery or recuperation.
The Larry Maher begins this coming Saturday, obviously, against Longford. You should go into this one on Saturday full of confidence.
Well, we're playing Longford away. It'll be no easy game, especially having to travel down to Longford. We've taken nothing for granted, Paddy. I'm sure Longford will be off the game, and we'll be, it was a tough game we played today, and we'd prefer to have some fair recovery time, but we'll have to take it as it comes. We're playing next Saturday, and we'll certainly be going all guns blazing down to Longford. But taking nothing for granted, Paddy. It's going to be a tough game, and we're expecting a tough game down there.
Manager Tom McGill and trainer Tommy Stevenson, a Derry and Armagh man together, and you'd have guided Tyrone to Division 3.
I say that at the end of the day, the players, not right, Tommy, the players does it in the pitch at the end of the day, but this man's fantastic coach now of fitness, and he really gave him a real boost from his coming to come in. He got a good spirit going within them, hey, so I say I owe a lot to him now, to be honest. Now.
And Tommy, obviously, the work we had shown, and especially the fitness in the last quarter there, was very evident.
Yeah, well, I'm just here to guide the guys and introduce this in genuine different programs and bringing different coaches in and stuff. The players bought into it. And that's what it's all about, the players buying it and believing in themselves in the last 10 or 15 minutes. But I still believe that there's more in the team, and they could have showed maybe a lot more there. But there's plenty in the storage for the championship. So.
And that Larry Maher Cup comes round very quick. Longford on Saturday, Tom.
I'd be honest, we concentrated on getting out of Division 4. That was our aim. A bit today, but everything would have been back to square one. So everything's a bonus, so we're looking forward to Larry Maher next week again. But
and then the fact is that he's going to it with a great air of confidence behind you. He's had a good performance too.
Well, as I say, there's some good hurlers now, to be honest. Tommy and myself were talking, there's hurlers there every bit as good as an Anthem down there, eh? So it's just all about belief, and as I say, that installed Anthem this year. So
the goal, Tommy, was decisive in the end.
Yeah, the goal just came at the right time, especially we knew if we get the ball in the full forward line, we would cause damage. We kept preaching that at half time, kept things fairly low key at the start of the match and at half time, and just a wee bit of belief. In the last 10 minutes, we just went on and won the game then. So, but there's a lot of boys there that will be as good as what there is in Ulster, and they need to believe that and keep it and carry it on from here, because you want the younger players in Tyrone looking up this team and wanting to play Tyrone hurling rather than just win.
And obviously Justin Kelly carrying a knock into this one, but he did come on in the last 15 minutes and steadied things and drove yous on.
Oh, he lifted the team when he came on. As I say, he got injured on Thursday night, got injured in the in-house match last Sunday morning, and he got injured on Thursday, so decided not to risk him. So when he came on, he lifted everybody. He's a class hurler now, I'll be honest.
Great victory for Tyrone here, the stepping stone really for the rest of the season.
Yeah, as I said, you just guide the boys, and they've really bought into what we're trying to achieve here and bring things another level. They got a wee bit of abuse here at the probably last year, and different people in Tyrone, if you like, and they've really knuckled down and worked hard. So hopefully, this is a start of something very, very, very good for Tyrone Hurling.
And being in Armagh, man, you'll have seen the success of Armagh down through the years. They've bought into the full package as well the last couple of years. Tyrone can achieve similar success.
Oh, I definitely. This team here, I think, if I'm not reading too much into it, there's a double in this team. They really work really, really hard at training. We're having 25, 30 men train every Tuesday and Thursday night. And when you get that at training, it always bears fruit at the end of the season. And when they're on their individual programs doing their strength work on the pitch, it's great to see. So all we're asking, at the end of the day, it's about the players. And the players cross a white line. If their work rate's very, very high and they're getting 80, 90, 89% or 100% effort, then the result will always come because the preparation's always been done.